Now, anti-regime protesters gather outside the residence of Bahrain's top Shia cleric in protest at Manama's decision to strip Ayatollah Isa Qassem of his citizenship. The demonstrators in the town of Deraz also warned the ruling Al-Khalifa regime that Sheikh Qassem is their red line. Reports out of Deraz say security forces have sealed off the area where Ayatollah Qassem's house is located. Overnight protests have turned violent in the town of Bilad al-Qadim after security forces shot tear gas at the demonstrators. Similar protests have been held in several other towns, including Buri and Sitra. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign ministry has condemned Manama's move as extrajudicial, saying such measures destroy any chance of national reconciliation through dialogue and peaceful means. The ministry further urged Manama to resolve the crisis through national dialogue. Iran has condemned the Bahraini government for revoking the citizenship of the Shia opposition cleric Sheikh Isa Qassem. In a statement, the Iranian foreign ministry said such measures destroy any chance of national reconciliation through dialogue and peaceful means. It advised the Bahraini government to end its extrajudicial moves that it said destroy all the bridges between the government, people, and moderate leaders. The Iranian foreign ministry called on Manama to resolve the crisis through national dialogue. Meanwhile, a top commander of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has warned the Bahraini regime of serious repercussions of the decision. Major General Qasem Soleimani said the Al-Khalifa regime is overstepping a red line. The United States has strongly criticized the Bahraini regime over its move to strip the nationality of the head of the country's Shia community, Sheikh Isa Qassem. A spokesman for the U.S. State Department says Washington was seriously alarmed and troubled by the decision. John Kirby then slammed the Al-Khalifa regime for not allowing the top cleric to respond to accusations against him or challenge the citizenship revocation. Kirby called on Manama to resolve political differences through reform and reconciliation rather than legal action. Bahrain is Washington's close ally and home to the U.S.'s Fifth Fleet. Let's speak to Masoud Shajadeh. He's the head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, and he joins us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shajadeh. Now, Sheikh Isa Qassem is known as a figure who has always called for reforms in Bahrain in a peaceful manner. Now, are you at all surprised that his citizenship has been revoked?
Extremely surprised, and the reality is that this is disgraceful behavior by the kingdom. And as you said, the sheikh is a contributor to the solution of the problems of Bahrain rather than the cause of it. The cause of it is indeed the royal family and the way that they're treating the sheikhdom as almost like a personal property. And they're treating all the citizens, not as citizens, but as subject. And they're using the issue of citizenship rather than the citizenship is a right of any individual anywhere in the world to be a citizen of that country. It's not a privilege to be removed just because the ruler doesn't like certain individual or considers them sort of troublesome. The reality is that the situation in Bahrain is getting much worse. And I would blame not just the Bahraini Khalifa family, but international community, UN, United States, Britain. They all are thinking about their own sort of situation and their own interest. And the reality is that the situation of ordinary Bahrainis, not just the Shia community, but all Bahrainis is resurgating and getting worse by minute and by hour and by weeks. And we have seen in the last few weeks escalating sort of problems being of course down ordinary citizens of Bahrain. And this is the ultimate sort of thing, removal of the citizenship of one of the most prominent figures, not just in Bahrain, but the whole of the Gulf states.
Right now, Mr. Shajadeh, as you've just pointed out, to the revocation of Sheikh Issa Qasim's citizenship is against his human rights. Now, we are seeing those images that have come out of different parts of Bahrain, specifically Deraz, where Sheikh Issa Qasim lives, as people surrounded his house and continue to chant that Sheikh Issa Qasim will be a red line. Now, what does that mean? Is there a potential for this to spiral out of control?
Well, it does. And what is really surprising, and I think this is what the United States actually, a statement is indicating, and that, you know, by going this far, knowing that this is a red line, they don't need the ordinary Bahrainis to tell them. They knew quite clearly that this is one of the red lines, and to cross it, basically giving the signal that they have no intention whatsoever to find a solution for the crisis in Bahrain, which has gone for so long and cost so many lives. And the reality is that there is no other solution except some sort of negotiation solution. And by this behavior and this latest episode, they are basically giving the signal that they are not looking for a solution, and they're going for further complication and confrontation.
Well, at the same time, we do have the United States State Department spokesman criticizing the revocation of Sheikh Issa Qasim's citizenship. We do know that the U.S.'s Fifth Fleet is being housed by Bahrain. Do you think that the U.S. is sincere when it criticizes the Bahraini regime for targeting Sheikh Issa Qasim?
Well, I think the United States surely recognizes that this particular action is got really, it's not going to resolve anything. It's going to escalate the problem. And the reality is there was no really need for it, except Khalifa family trying to escalate the situation. I think the reality is that the Khalifa family must have got signals from somewhere, most likely from Saudi Arabia, that they could actually do this and get away with it. And it really isn't no interest of neither the Khalifa family or indeed ordinary Bahrainis or indeed even the interest of United States to see this level of escalation and conflict being fueled at a time like this.
All right, and before I let you go, Mr. Shajare, we have seen over the past few weeks a stronger repression on the part of the Al Khalifa regime when it comes to activists and people of Bahrain as a whole who've been calling for the downfall of the Al Khalifa regime or even just reforms within the kingdom. Why do you think that has happened? What do you make of the timing of it? You're saying that they might have gotten a signal from somewhere. However, what is happening that the signal is coming at the moment?
Well, I think you know, the only way one could read it is that the Khalifa family and indeed their backers in the region are getting ready for forcing and pushing the ordinary Bahrainis into sort of reacting, escalating the reaction and escalating the conflict. There is really no other reading, there is no other justification for not just this particular escalation, but as you said very clearly, over the last few weeks and months, we have seen repeated and systematic escalation of the conflict by the Khalifa family and the establishment and the regime, when there is really no justification and no direction except fueling the conflict and provoking the Bahrainis, who have been one of the most peace-loving sort of demonstration. They've been so unviolent in the way that they have resisted this regime to force them and push them into probably violent and further violent escalation.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Masoud Shajare, the head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Shajare, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.